Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you to Lion of Judah Online. We're dealing with a Bible principle, and it's called the inner image and the imagination. And this is part three from a five-part series. And the topic we're doing today is Satan Knows the Power of the Inner Image. Reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Using these scriptures, we can actually say that everything was made by the word of God. Satan also knows how important the inner image is in the life of a believer and the potential that it has in bringing the promises of God into reality. We go to Mark chapter 4. Verses 14 to 20. Reading from verse 14. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts or their spirit. And these are likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they heard the word of God, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves. So when they endure it for a short time, afterwards, when affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Let me now go into some of these points. Satan uses five things to steal and stop the image forming in the heart of a believer, and they are 1, persecutions, 2, afflictions, 3, the cares of the world, 4, the deceitfulness of riches, and 5, the lusts of other things entering in. His objective is to stop the image becoming rooted and grounded by keeping a person focused on the natural things. Once the image is rooted and grounded in a believer and matches God's image in his word, then it is only a short time before it becomes from the spiritual realm and comes into the natural realm to remove, to change, or to add to life situations. The inner image must become more real and bigger on the inside of a person than the outside circumstances. This is where a believer walks in faith and not by sight and calls those things that are not yet as though they existed already by faith using the image and the word of God. The natural circumstances are subject to the spiritual and supernatural realm and will change through the process of seed, time, and harvest. We now turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, and it says, "While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." This scripture is saying the things in the natural are there for a short time, but the supernatural or the spiritual realm is there for eternity. The main point to observe here in this topic is that Satan knows the value of the inner image in the believer, and he knows when that image becomes rooted in the believer, then God can work on it to make it happen. So Satan comes immediately, it says, to steal the word of God out of a person's heart so that will not become rooted in that spirit man. Once again, I thank you for being with me through this topic today. The next topic coming up will be scripture, examples of wrong images and their results. This will be part 4 from the 5-part series. Thank you and God bless.